Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cardinals. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to third to get Neal. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Neal goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 2, Mets, 2. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal misplays the ball. That's an error on Neal. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver is walked intentionally. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Al Jackson. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Anderson now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 2 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Flood moves to second. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Manny Minoso. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. Smith moves to second. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Craig Anderson. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. James reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James scores. It's 8-3, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schaefer moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 3 in the game. McDaniel hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Schaefer scores. McDaniel moves to second. It's 9-3, Cardinals. Bob Miller now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Javier takes first base on ball four. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. James hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Schaefer reaches third base with a triple. Boyer scores. It's 10-3, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDaniel hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Cardinals. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Hershuer pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Hershuer reaches second base with a double. Cannell moves to third. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cannell scores. Ashburn moves to second. One out. It's 10-5, Cardinals. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.